I'm not sure I heard the answer that I'm looking for. So in this chapter, we hear about the Gayatri. It's been described as having four padas.
Correct.
Times six. Well, mostly we know the Gayatri meter as being three times eight.
Correct.
So is this an older form that is now, that we don't use very much, or how should we think about this discrepancy between how we usually think about Gayatri and what is described here?
So, how I understand it, the etymological meaning of Gayatri is Gayantam Trayati Iti Gayatri. He who contemplates as the savior, that is called Gayatri. We are not bothered about whether a mantra is one-lettered like Om, five-lettered like Namah Shivaya, eight-lettered like Om Namo Narayanaya, or 12 letters Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, etc. Any one of them will do. With faith, if we repeat, that which saves us through contemplation is called Gayatri. This is the etymological meaning. So, as I mentioned in this very class, there are many Gayatris are there. There is a what is called in the Veda, that is Upanishads. There are many Gayatris are there. Not this popular Gayatri is usually uttered by the Brahmins, upper caste people. And there also people don't understand. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha is not the Gayatri. Tat Savitur Varenyam is the first line. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi is the second line. Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. And if you count the syllables, they will be 8 into 8 into 8. 8 plus 8 plus 8. 24. That is the popular Gayatri, as you have mentioned. But there are hundreds of Gayatris. In fact, they are being created even now. Each person. Somebody created for Sri Ramakrishna Gayatri. So there is one Paramahamsa Gayatri for sannyasins. People will not hear it. Only sannyasins are initiated into it. So, it is not one Gayatri. It doesn't matter. This is one variation described by Upanishad itself, Chandogya Upanishad. So, just forget the whole thing. It will save. The essence is the same. Gayatri is the root by which we reach Brahman. The very etymological meaning, that which grants us self-knowledge and saves us, is called Gayatri. Okay? Yeah. Okay.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, overall, when we look at the general question, Maharaj, the whole world seems like a play of egotism, simply. Everything seems to sit in its own nature.
Yes.
In a pure form.
Yeah.
This one particular thing alone plays havoc.
Yes. That is called ahankara. In essence, ahankara. Reduce ahankara means duality. Ahankara has got two words. Combination of two words is called aham plus kara. Aham is Brahman. So we create another Brahman. That is called, not called Brahman. It is called Brahman. And that is called kara. And that kara means chili. As you said rightly, that creates all the problems. It is the aham is not the problem, kara is the problem. But you know, we are so accustomed to this karam. Without karam, one grain also doesn't go down our throat. Have you noticed it? So, we are saying this is mischief, but actually we don't want to give it up. We want more of it, more karam we want. Right or wrong?
Yes, Maharaj. If a person does not even bother about the existence of God, but tries to reduce this, the egotism, consciously tries to practice humility, then the person is naturally becoming more spiritual.
Correct. But what you miss is, why does this person wants to be humble? There is a purpose. Man doesn't do anything without a purpose.
He wants to lessen the havoc he creates.
No, correct. That means he wants more happiness.
Yes, sir.
Another name for happiness is?
God.
Oh.
Yes, Maharaj. Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. There is one more question from another devotee.
Pranam Gurudev.
Okay, Ravinder.
With your blessing, I just want to clear one of my doubts.
Sure.
If I may. Moksha and Jivan Mukti.
Yeah.
Am I correct to say that you get moksha after death and you can be given mukti in even in this life.
Correct.
I mean, even if living.
Body is living, it has nothing to do. That is why some people get moksha after death. For example, why people are living in Kashi?
To get moksha.
When?
If possible, during when they are alive, but it is usually after death.
Correct. After death, we have faith. Shiva doesn't want any more trouble from us. The only way he can get rid of is by giving us mukti. He becomes mukta from us. You understand the secret now?
Yes, Guruji.
So, there are three types of mukti are described in our scriptures. One is called gradual krama mukti. Say, for example, a person, because of his extraordinary tapasya, he will go to Brahma loka, highest loka. There, he does spiritual practice and he doesn't come down. From there, along with Brahma, he becomes Brahman. This is called krama mukti. Some people die and then only get mukti. This is called videha mukti. Videha means when there is no body. It means after death. There are a few people and they are called jivan muktas. So that means God wants to accomplish some welfare of the world through their instrumentality. And so he keeps their bodies. He stands in their heart. He makes, like, you know, yantra rudhani mayaya, like a driver driving the car. So previously the drivers, people like us. Now God himself will start driving. So whatever he does will be good. Such people are called jivan muktas. That is very rare. Mostly krama mukti and less is videha mukti. Very rare is jivan mukti.